Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 21, Text 47, Translation and Commentary by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Founder Acharya of ISKCON. Hiranyakashipushchapi Bhagavan Nindayatamaha Vivikshur Atyagatsuno Prahladasyanubhavataha. In the last line of this purport, Srila Prabhupada gives a very significant statement. The chief concern of a Vaishnava is to deliver the fallen souls. Now we may think that the chief concern of a Vaishnava is to satisfy Krishna. If we ask what is the chief concern, what is the main activity or the main desire of Vaishnava, that could be answered in different ways. The chief concern of a Vaishnava is to please Krishna. Chief concern of a Vaishnava is to glorify Krishna. The chief concern of a Vaishnava is to chant the holy names of Krishna. Here Prabhupada has written that the chief concern of a Vaishnava is to deliver the fallen souls. This is because a Vaishnava, he wants to please Krishna. And Krishna wants the fallen souls to be delivered. So the chief concern of a Vaishnava being to deliver the fallen souls is not contradictory to his chief concern being to please Krishna, because he knows what Krishna wants. Krishna comes in this Kali Yuga as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he says, Jare dekho tare kaha Krishna upadesh, amar aggai guru haya taro idesh. Wherever you go, whoever you meet, just instruct them in the science of Krishna, and this way become a guru and deliver the land. This is the concern, therefore, of all Vaishnavas to follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction, to give Krishna consciousness to others. Sometimes it is said that, first of all, you should become Krishna conscious, then you can give to others. That's true. You can't give what you don't have. But as soon as someone takes to Krishna consciousness, he is Krishna conscious, at least to some degree. There are different degrees of Krishna consciousness. If you say, I should wait to become fully Krishna conscious before I can preach, then when will you ever preach? Because there's no limit to how much you can become Krishna conscious. So if we always say, I'll improve some more, then I'll preach, then we'll never preach. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that I order every person within this universe to preach Krishna consciousness. He also said, Janma Sharta Kari Karo Para Upacha, make your life successful. Having made your life successful, do good to others by preaching. So it's also a fact that someone who's not very well trained or not fixed in Krishna consciousness cannot very effectively preach. However, it should be understood that this movement is a preaching movement. Movement means moving, not static, dynamic, ecstatic. Yeah. That means activity. Even there are many societies for Krishna consciousness throughout the world, and even after Prabhupada has founded this Krishna consciousness ISKCON in the Western countries, there are other societies also coming now. The difference between this movement and other movements, that is, it is dynamic, ecstatic, because it is preaching-based. Others may claim to have some kind of higher realization or whatever. But at least according to Srila Prabhupada, who is obviously the empowered and most dear representative of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, according to Srila Prabhupada, the chief concern of the Vaishnava is to deliver the fallen souls. And therefore we have many activities in our Krishna consciousness movement. Devotees are always thinking of how to make others who are not devotees into devotees. He's preaching to please Krishna, but that also comes naturally to a devotee, that he wants to preach. When he sees the devotees are so happy in Krishna consciousness, and so unhappy without Krishna consciousness, and naturally he wants to do something to bring them to Krishna consciousness. That is the mood of Prahlad Maharaj, who is mentioned in this verse for having saved from hell his most demoniac father. There are 12 Mahajans, among whom Prahlad is one. But practically we see that Srila Prabhupada put a lot of stress on the mind or the attitude of Prahlad Maharaj. Prabhupada himself was very much in the mood of Prahlad Maharaj, because Prahlad Maharaj was always thinking how to save the fallen conditioned souls. Prahlad Maharaj said that, I don't even want to go back to Godhead, leaving behind all these fools and rascals. These foolish people, they don't know that they're supposed to be Krishna conscious. They think that money, what is this? Hiranyakashipu, gold and women. This is the enjoyment. This is life. They have no knowledge of real life in Krishna consciousness. So Prahlad Maharaj felt very sorry for them. He wanted to deliver them. That is the mood of a Vaishnava. We see here also in Russia, the devotees, they're very nice, very sweet, smiling, happy, blissful. But the non-devotees tend to be very grim, as if they're on a diet. They're only allowed to smile once a month. We have to show we're strong. Don't smile. Don't be happy.
И они показывают таким видом, что мы вот такие сильные, мы даже не улыбаемся.
Very, very unfortunate people. And what to speak of, that's only the humans. There are so many living beings in other species. Dogs, cats, a very hellish species of life. Consciousness is very low and covered. A devotee sees that I was like that. If Prabhupada hadn't come to the Western countries and preached, then I'd still be like that. So we're so much grateful to Srila Prabhupada. So Prabhupada, he said to his disciples that, If you feel grateful to me, which naturally his disciples did, they expressed their gratefulness, then you should preach vigorously like me. Prabhupada said that all of his sannyasis, they should open more centers than him, write more books than him, and initiate more disciples than him. So even to do one of those things is not easy. It requires a devotee to be very active in Krishna consciousness, active in preaching. Not only sannyasis, Prabhupada said that all of my disciples, they should initiate 10,000 more disciples. Then our movement will grow very nicely. And then if the disciples of Prabhupada's disciples in due course of time also initiate thousands of disciples, then we'll have a very nice movement. But our method of initiation is not a cheap thing. Initiation means a person has to be convinced about Krishna consciousness. Not that we simply meet people for the first time and say, hello, you're initiated. These are the four principles. Follow them if you like. No, proper initiation into Krishna consciousness means that you have to train the people, convince them, change their lives. It means dedication and commitment. So to convince people to change their lives means that the devotees who are preaching, how much effort they have to put in. Srila Prabhupada said that to make one person Krishna conscious, I have to shed gallons of blood. In other words, how much endeavor you have to put trying to make people become convinced about Krishna. They have so many doubts and misgivings and material attachments, so many demoniac ideas. So it's not easy to be a preacher. Sometimes people even, they want to be known as a preacher. They think that's a very glamorous position. But how much work and sacrifice is involved there? A preacher of Krishna consciousness means always giving, giving, giving to others. Of course, to give, 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 he also has to get Krishna consciousness and be Krishna conscious. Therefore, he also has to be very strict in his sadhana, regularly reading Prabhupada's books, so that he maintains the inspiration to give these books and the knowledge in them to others. And so many sacrifices will be there. You have to meet so many nonsense people who talk all nonsense things as if they know what they're talking about. Sometimes they're outwardly offensive and obnoxious. To preach Krishna consciousness, sometimes one has to go through different difficulties. Not a comfortable life. Mostly those who are preaching on the front lines of our movement, they're simple devotees, means they don't get much recognition or anything like that. Not that a devotee wants recognition, rather a devotee doesn't want recognition. The point is that there's no material reward for being a preacher of Krishna consciousness. Even, you see, those who are preaching for some years, they may become sannyasis and sit on a big seat like this, and people say, Jai. You may think, well, that's very nice. I'd like to be like that. I'd like it wherever I go, people say Jai. But actually there's no material taste in that. If you think I will enjoy recognition like that, then if you take it as a material thing, then like any other material thing, you'll lose interest in it after some time. And even you may think it's very nice to have people say jai to you all the time. But they don't only say jai, they come and see you afterwards with all their different problems. And you have to deal with that also. That's also part of preaching. So preaching means giving to others. And that is accepted as the topmost position of a devotee. Even the gopis, they have recognized that. The gopis, they are considered the topmost devotees of Krishna.
Gopis.
They are the topmost devotees of Krishna. But they have praised the position of those who are preaching Krishna consciousness. Does anyone know this verse? It's
Swami
a very, very famous verse. Does anyone know? Tava katam ritam tapta jivinam kavibi irditam kalma shapanam shavana mangalam srimadatatam bhuvigrinantiye bhuridajana. This means that they're praying to Krishna, that dear Krishna, topics about you, Krishna katha, tava katha, that is just like nectar. And it delivers those who are burning in the fire of material existence. This Krishna katha is approved by all great authorities. And it destroys the impurities within our hearts. Simply by hearing about Krishna, that is auspicious. And it spreads auspiciousness throughout the world. Therefore, the gopis say, those who are preaching this message of Krishna consciousness throughout the world, they are the most munificent personalities. And to fulfill this function, the gopis themselves join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Sankirtan movement. And they take positions, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. So Rupa and Sanatana Goswami, they are preachers of Krishna consciousness. And we have the parampara coming down, the great acharyas, Narottam Das, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, right down to Prabhupada. And that, is, of course, parampara is going on, it's not stopping. So they are preachers. And even someone who's newly joining this movement, they may be preaching. So, of course, we shouldn't think that now I'm on the same level as Narottam Das or Prabhupada. That would be foolishness. But just see their great mercy that they are engaging us in their work. Narottam Das has prayed, Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Sopadantikam. He says that Rupa Goswami has understood the inner desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Narottam Das is praying for the mercy to be similar, to have a similar understanding. Rupa Goswami understood the inner desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What is that inner desire? Prithivite ache jato nagaradigram sabatra prachar hoibe moranam. That Krishna consciousness be spread to every town and village. So those who are got the great opportunity to take part in this preaching movement of Krishna consciousness, most fortunate. They can get all the blessings of the previous acharyas. Even we may have so many disqualifications. Not may have, we are all certainly disqualified in different ways. But by the grace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the acharyas in disciplic succession, we are being engaged in this activity. Therefore, everyone in this Krishna conscious movement should identify themselves as a preacher. Everyone should identify themselves first and foremost as a servant of Vishnu and the Vaishnavas. But the prime service for everybody is to preach Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada said, preaching is the essence. As Prabhupada said, without preaching, everything will become rubbish. So everyone in this movement is a preacher. You may say, well, I'm a pujari. Pujari is also a preacher. He's dressing the deities. That is his service. Worshipping the deities. So that is service to Gaur Nitai. But that's also showing others how they should worship Gaur Nitai and attracting them to do so. You may say, well, I'm a housewife. If you're a devotee housewife, then you also have to preach. At least preach to your children. That's also preaching. And anyone, whatever service they're doing, they meet other people. When you meet, you can preach to them. You can also, whenever you get the opportunity, take some books, distribute them. This consciousness that we are supposed to spread Krishna consciousness to others. Even in the beginning, we may not know very much, but we can ask others, please chant Hare Krishna. And then they may say, well, why? Then they may ask, why? Why should I chant Hare Krishna? So you may not know so much philosophy, you can at least tell them, well, why not? What do you lose? And even if they refuse, they already heard Hare Krishna from you. And as we go on, we study Prabhupada's books, hear the classes more and more. We become more and more convinced and knowledgeable. And by practicing Krishna consciousness very seriously, always praying to Krishna and the Vaishnavas for their mercy, then Krishna empowers a devotee to do more and more service for him, so that he can convince others and bring them to Krishna consciousness. So every devotee should think like this. If instead of thinking that we have a few devotees who are preaching, if every devotee is preaching, then our movement will become very dynamic and very ecstatic. And as the ecstasy increases, then people will naturally become more attracted to it. Devotees, they're very blissful, and people notice that. Devotees naturally have luster. They look happy because they are happy. In the advertisements, you see people looking happy, but it's an affected smile. The smile comes not from the soul. It comes by thinking, if I smile, I'll get some money. But devotees, they're naturally, even if devotees aren't smiling, they're happy. Not that we have to walk around all the time with big artificial smiles on just to show we're happy. But even when a devotee is not smiling, he's always happy. Whereas even if you see non-devotees smiling and laughing, they're always miserable. Have you seen, sometimes you see a group of non-devotees, they're all laughing and joking, but from the way they laugh, you can tell actually they're not happy at all, they're miserable. The devotees know the secret of happiness. The secret of happiness is simply to act in such a way that Krishna will be pleased. So they're very devotees, they have this anxiety, not like the anxiety of the non-devotees. Non-devotees, they're always in anxiety because they're afraid their money will be taken away, their wife will be taken away, and ultimately their life will be taken away. Therefore, they can never be happy. Devotees, they're always happy, but still they have some anxiety. Their anxiety is seeing others unhappy without knowing Krishna. So devotees are very busy, always performing activities for the uplift of others. In this way, devotees pass their lives. They make plans. What shall we do in this life to serve Krishna, to preach Krishna consciousness? If you start thinking what we have to do to spread Krishna consciousness, you realize that even if I had 10 bodies and lived in each body for 1,000 years, I couldn't finish all the things that we have to do. There's so many things to do for preaching Krishna consciousness. If we think we have to deliver every living being in every species of life back to Godhead. And one thing's for sure, it's not a sleeping man's movement. Like the foolish people who are very busy making money and spending money, but active for preaching Krishna consciousness. That is the greatest bliss for a devotee. That is the highest position of devotional service. By practicing that, even though we're not in the highest position, we very quickly come to the highest position. So let every devotee think, what can I do to preach Krishna consciousness as much as possible? Whatever I can do, let me pray to Krishna to show me some ways to help preach Krishna consciousness. Not that everybody is going to be a great world-famous acharya. But even if in your own home or in your own neighborhood you can preach Krishna consciousness, that will be very pleasing to Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Is there any question, please? No, translate. Yes, you can argue like that if you want. You can argue so many different things if you want. But Srila Prabhupada, who revealed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the world, revealed that this is what is meant by this verse. So others may argue, and we shall serve Srila Prabhupada. We'll see who gets what result. There was one person from an Indian Brahmin family who went to America and was working in some company, became the servant of cow-eating mlechas, but was saved by Srila Prabhupada's movement, went back to India, became a Sanskrit scholar, left Prabhupada's movement, wrote books showing how Prabhupada didn't actually understand the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, propagated the theory that only those born in Indian Brahmin families can actually be gurus. You know, what kind of Brahmin is he? He was serving cow eaters. And then he writes a letter saying that, I respect Srila Prabhupada, but I have a philosophical difference with him. Well, who is he to have a philosophical difference with Prabhupada? What is his stature and what is that of Prabhupada? It's like someone, you know, they just get their university degree in science and they say, well, I disagree with Einstein. Why should anyone take him seriously? First you do some work or you're on the level of Einstein. So you'll find there are so many people who are arguing in so many ways. Let them argue. That is their business. Preaching Krishna consciousness on the order of Srila Prabhupada is our business. Any other question? If you want to chant 32 rounds a day, should you first obtain the permission of your spiritual master? First you should do the service given to you by your spiritual master or by the authorities who are working within the ISKCON society, all in conjunction with the spiritual masters. If having done that you also chant extra rounds, everyone will be very happy. That may mean you have to sleep less or eat less. First you do your prescribed, you chant your 16 rounds as told, you do your prescribed service, and then if you do extra chanting, that's very nice. But not that when it's time for service, no, I'm chanting. Best thing is to chant early in the morning. This is the program Prabhupada has given us. And engage in services for spreading the Krishna consciousness movement throughout the day. The question is, what's the question? We were asked this question before yesterday, right? Similar question. On the same verse. Ananyas chintayanto mam. Krishna also says in Gita, he recommends balanced life. Not too much eating or sleeping, or not too much, not too little eating or sleeping. Balanced life. Well, generally the tendency of a devotee is to push his body so that he can in service. Because there's unlimited service and it's nectarine. However, these bodies, they have their limits. And although devotees often go beyond the normal limits, sometimes the bodies, they react. So that requires some intelligence, how to live according to the conditions of this world and serve Krishna. Just to give an example, Gopal Krishna Maharaj was pushing his body so much for so many years.
Pushing means he was making efforts.
Yeah. He was straining. Even for many years, many times he would come in late from a preaching program, still he would be up without fail for Mangal Arati. Constantly traveling, constantly busy. Then a few years ago his health broke down. He for a few months all he could do was rest. But then his health recovered somewhat. Now he's back to his same schedule. But he's more careful. He may take some extra rest if required. He's very careful with his diet like this. So that's an example of how we adjust our bodies to go on with the preaching of Krishna consciousness. Krishna says he looks after us, but that doesn't mean that we should not use our intelligence how to serve him. Just like you shouldn't think that when we get in the car, we chant Namaste Narasinghaya, then you can drive like a madman because I chanted Namaste Narasinghaya. If you drive in the mood of Hiranyakashipu, why should Nrisingadev protect you? He's not obliged to protect you. If you drive at 150 kilometers an hour straight into the oncoming traffic, it's not that Nrisingadev is obliged to incarnate and throw the other vehicles off the road. That is a misunderstanding of Krishna consciousness. If it's raining, you don't think, well, Krishna should protect me, so I won't bring an umbrella. Krishna should come and hold an umbrella. If you don't use an umbrella, you'll get wet, and if you get wet, you'll get sick. Therefore, you should use an umbrella, not be sick, and go on serving Krishna. Simple thing to understand, isn't it? Any other question? All right. So, I was saying how Prabhupada said his sannyas disciples should write more books than he. I'm writing some books. I don't know if I'm going to write more than Prabhupada. I doubt it. But having written books and published it, I also like to distribute them. This writing books means everything is in Prabhupada's books, everything that we need to become fully Krishna conscious. But Prabhupada also said that my disciples will write purports to my books. So to expand on the topics in Srila Prabhupada's books, his disciples are also writing books. Hare Krishna. All glories to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada.